Good morning, and thanks for tuning in on this Tuesday, May 19th, reporting for Radio On The Go News. I'm Jason Eaton. We'll start with some local law enforcement news. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office, Iowa State Patrol, and Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation are currently investigating the death of one person after an incident took place on I-35 Saturday morning, according to Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd. According to the sheriff's log, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office assisted Iowa State Patrol with an incident at around 6:30 a.m. near mile marker 167 on I-35 west of Latimer. Dodd confirmed this call was related to the death. Dodd said incident details would be provided by the state. Iowa State Patrol Public Information Officer Alex Dinkla told the Chronicle Monday morning that the case is ongoing at this time. A report will be sent out once the investigation is complete. Stay tuned to Radio On The Go News for continued coverage. Turning to local government news, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors will discuss battery storage facilities during its regular meeting today. Supervisors will consider approving a change order for GAR Memorial Hall and an invoice for the GAR Memorial Hall roof replacement. The board will also consider a contract with Cost Advisory Services, Inc. for fiscal years 26 through 2028. Other agenda items include consideration of a fiscal year 2027 Community Resource Center lease agreement with Collaborative Individual and Community Supports, a notice of county-owned office space for lease, and a tenant application form for the Community Resource Center. Department updates are scheduled from Secondary Roads Foreman Kyle Simons, CIS CEO Russell Wood, Veterans Affairs Director Adam Akers, General Assistance Director Julie Prawley, and Facilities Director Ryan Peterson. The board is scheduled to meet at 8:30 a.m., at the Franklin County Courthouse. The meeting will also be available on the County Board's YouTube page. The Butler County Board of Supervisors will consider an employment contract and agreement for the county engineer during its regular meeting today. The board is scheduled to conduct a performance review for the county engineer with a possible closed session. Supervisors will then consider an employment contract and agreement for the county engineer. Other agenda items include consideration of a Cost Advisory Services, Inc. contract and a transfer resolution which would transfer funds from capital projects to long-term debt service. The board is also scheduled to hear the engineer's update and acknowledge receipt of manure management plan forms for Lindemann Finisher Farm and Coster Finisher Farm. The meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m. today in the Butler County Courthouse Boardroom in Allison. Some news out of Wright County. The Wright County Economic Development is highlighting Midas Public Transit as a transportation option for residents and visitors in Wright County. According to a press release from Wright County Economic Development, Midas Public Transit provides safe and affordable transportation for those traveling to work, appointments, grocery stores, libraries, local pools, summer programs, and other destinations. The service is available to everyone and is designed to help connect residents with daily needs, employment, social activities, and community events. Wright County Economic Development says the transit system helps reduce transportation barriers while supporting community connectivity and local economic activity. Riders can coordinate pickup and drop-off locations based on their needs. Residents are encouraged to ask about flexible scheduling options and available ride passes by contacting Midas Transportation at 515-573-1845. A 24-hour advance notice is preferred to provide the best possible service. And in Clarksville, the Clarksville Popcorn Stand will open for the season on Saturday. The longtime summertime destination will be open from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday evenings from Memorial Day weekend through at least Labor Day. The stand is located in downtown Clarksville in the City Park on Main Street. The Clarksville Popcorn Stand has been a traditional weekend stop for generations. The business has a history dating back nearly 100 years and moved to its more central location on Main Street about 15 years ago with the construction of a new building. The stand is operated by volunteers, with proceeds distributed to community projects and organizations through a grant-making process each winter. The menu remains simple, featuring fresh popcorn topped with real butter with no imitations or added ingredients. More information, including special event hours, is available at the Clarksville Popcorn Stand Facebook page. If you're looking for something to do out in nature, the Franklin and Wright County Conservation will offer several outdoor education programs in May, including Star Lab Planetarium programs, a community star party, and a guided night hike. As aired on the Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa program on KLMJ, naturalist Aubrey Brandt says the Star Lab will be at Lake Cornelia Park and Campground on May 23rd.
The Star Lab is an inflatable, light-proof dome that once you step inside, it's a 360-degree immersive theater. We use a digital projector to observe the night sky, journey through our solar system, and much more.
The Star Lab programs will run throughout the day with sessions for young children, teenagers, adults, and all ages. Registration is required, and a full list of sessions is available on the Wright County Conservation Board's Facebook page. A free community star party will follow that evening at Lake Cornelia. The event will allow participants to use equipment to view constellations, planets, and the moon. Registration is not required, and more information can be found on the Wright County Conservation's Facebook page. Brandt says Franklin County Conservation will also begin its summer night hike series May 29th at WKW Conservation Park, north of Hampton. Brandt says the night hikes offer a unique experience.
It's all about awakening your other senses. We lead these guided excursions with red light flashlights to protect our natural night vision. We listen for owls calling, searching for nocturnal wildlife like bats or raccoons, and even do some sensory awareness activities to see how animals navigate. It's peaceful, educational, and honestly a bit magical to see the forest in the moonlight.
Registration is not required for the night hike. Participants are encouraged to bring bug spray and a flashlight. More information is available on the Franklin County Conservation Facebook page. And lastly, a few traveling tips from Radio Iowa. Iowa motorists who want to avoid the high stress of traffic-packed interstates during the upcoming Memorial Day holiday might consider changing up their departure time if they can be flexible. AAA spokesman Brian Ortner says the Motor Club's research helps to determine what windows of time will be the most hectic for highway travel versus some better options.
From lunchtime till about 9 p.m. is going to be your busiest time on Thursday, Memorial Day weekend. Friday, if you can hit the road early on Friday morning, you're definitely going to beat some of the increased traffic. And the same on Saturday. If you can hit the road earlier in the morning, you'll avoid those higher levels of concentration between noon and 5.
Projections show traffic congestion will be heaviest both Thursday and Friday between 3 and 6 p.m. So Ortner says avoid those times if possible. For the return trip, he also suggests shifting your departure hour.
We all like to enjoy that extra day off. But if you can hit the road earlier on Monday before 10 a.m. to beat the higher levels of traffic, that's going to be beneficial. But if you're able to leave later in the day, that after 5 p.m. time frame on Monday will be to your advantage.
Monday's busiest times are expected to be between 3 and 6 p.m., while Sunday should be the holiday weekend's lightest day for traffic. There's more online at radioonthego.com. Stay with us. We'll take a look at your local weather forecast, as well as area funeral announcements.